Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff with Nick Kostos and Sam Paniatovich, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
Honestly, it's one of the most like brain-dead endings to a game I think I've ever seen with the Browns and the Vikings. So Minnesota scores as we're going to commercial break, take a 21-17 lead. The game just went final. The Vikings win by 4. And Dylan Gabriel, in lieu of throwing a Hail Mary, throws like a 15-yard pass on the final play of the game. Want to just do best bets for today?
That was about as non-ideal as it gets in the last 5 minutes of real time for your boy. Again, nothing crazy. And actually, this is good for my Vikings playoff bet, so not all bad. But I go to break as Nick is about to describe the Vikings touchdown pass, holding Browns plus 3.5. And Dylan Gabriel under 179.5, actually 180.5 passing yards. That final pass that he did not throw to the end zone was caught and lands Gabriel on 190 passing yards. And the Vikings win by 4. So just a great, great result for me.
Yeah. And again, like the 15-yard pass, like they needed. They needed to score a touchdown on that play, and they threw it 35 yards short of the end zone. I don't even understand what the hell that was. Like, dude, that the O'Connell timeout, like during the break, where he claimed he didn't call it prior to the Hail Mary. The first Hail Mary got enters, and then they didn't throw a Hail Mary. All right, let's get to the bets for today. First, some thank yous. Our executive producer, Tyler Morales. Our engineer is Grant, take me to your leader. And our video producer, the great Max Sheedy. And thanks very much to Sean, smile on his mouth, hand on his haw, doing all our social content. We love our crew here on You Better You Bets Countdown to Kickoff. All right, time for our best bets. Grant, please drop the dope-ass beat. Our show sponsor is BetMGM, and we want you, our listeners and viewers, to open the playbook and choose your boost for today's action. Grab BetMGM's Pro Football Boost Pack, and you'll have three ways to boost your odds on your next bet. Activate one of your boost tokens for any pro football bet, and you'll receive a bigger payout if your wager wins. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app, and please gamble responsibly. Really stupid ending to that game. Raiders and the Colts, Sammy, in Indianapolis. Indy, a 7-point favorite. We're close to going back to 7.5 at MGM, but it looks like we'll close 7. Total down to 46.5 off the Brock Bowers news.
Did you see your favorite guy, the bartender, last night came out Colts minus 7.5?
Oh.
Why lay 7 when you can lay 7.5? I mean, it's just Perfect. He went 0-3 last week, by the way. I'm at the wedding. He lost the first two and then decided he was going to bail out on Packers minus 6.5. Naturally, the game landed in a tie. So he was at the wedding? No, he was not at the wedding, but he was very happy to bet Packers on the Sunday night chase. Did not get home. He's on the Colts today. He's very bad. So naturally, I am leaning toward the Raiders side.
I took 7 with the Raiders way early in the week. We talked about it on You Better, You Bet before I knew Brock Bowers was going to be out. If I had no position on the game right now, honestly, I would pass. But I'm stuck with the Raiders, and I'm just going to ride it out with Las Vegas. Moving on. Giants and the Saints, Sammy, in New Orleans. Saints, 1.5-point home favorites, total 42.
They're getting bet again, the Saints. Out to 2.5 now at a couple sports books. BetMGM is 1.5. So, obviously, shop around for the number, depending on what side you're on. I think the Giants are a great teaser leg, up to 8.5.
I'm betting the Giants to win the game. Plus the points, and I also think the Giants are going to win. The Saints will lose to Jackson Dart. They'll be to blame, giving football a bad name. Give me the Giants, plus the points, Giants to win. Sam, the Jets now favorites against the Cowboys. In the Jersey Meadowlands, Jets minus 1.5, total 48. Dallas down 4 starting offensive linemen.
I guess it's got to be the Jets. I didn't bet the game. I don't plan on it. I would have loved that Jet teaser leg up to 7.5, but now the Jets have swung to the favorite. How about a 2 offshore? Dallas was 1.5-2 this morning. Now the Jets 1.5-2. I don't have a play in this one.
We bet the Jets early in the week. Let's see how it goes wrong today, but sitting on a Jets plus 2.5 and money line from Thursday on You Better You Bet. Sammy, Eagles hosting the Broncos, and if I had to bet the game now, honestly, I would still bet the Jets. Eagles, at BetMGM at least, a 4-point home favorite against Denver. The total now sitting, Sammy, at 44.
Yeah, we talked about this on BetSweats earlier in the week. I'm on the Eagles. Joe's actually on the Broncos. I have Philly money line a lot of ways. That was at like minus 170. Now it's minus 225, but if you want to cheapen that money line price, you can parlay the Eagles with the Bills. I think those are winning legs. I expect Philly to win. Did not lay points. Have them on the money line.
I agree with you so strongly on Eagles just to win. I don't want to lay the points. I like the Eagles to win. Money line parlayed with the Chiefs tomorrow night, and I think I'll have an Eagles-Bills money line parlay as well. So heading into the primetime game Sunday night and Monday night with the Philadelphia Eagles and San.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sammy, hopefully we get Eagles by 3. We win and Joe Ostrowski wins. We are all winners here on the BetMGM Network. Okay, Dolphins and the Panthers in Carolina. Miami, a 1-point road favorite, both 1-3 teams. Total at 44.5.
Give me the Clorox. Pass.
I will pass the game also. Have some props in the game. If I had to bet it, do you feel like from the people you talk to, and I know we're not betting it, I feel like Carolina has been the sharp side in this game, which doesn't mean they'll win, but do you feel that way as well?
I guess. I have no interest in it. We didn't even talk about the game during the week because Joe and I refused to. I guess. I hear a lot of McMillan stuff this week, which is good. I have him in fantasy. You like his over today as well. I hope he has a big game. Wink, wink.
Jay Croucher from NBC came on our show on Thursday and likes Tet Offensive Rookie of the Year at current numbers right now. I think 15-1 at BetMGM. Texans and the Ravens, Sammy, in Baltimore. This has been the wildest point spread movement of the entire season with all the Ravens injuries, including Lamar Jackson. It looks like we will close Houston -2.5 on the road, 41.5 the total.
I took two. BetMGM now has 2.5 if you want to join me in misery on the Ravens. I can't get to the Houston side given how much that number has moved. Baltimore on the look ahead was -9.5. Now they're +2, 2.5. I took the plunge on the Ravens. I hate it, but I did it.
I laid the Texans during one of the commercial breaks in the show, and I hate it. -1.5 before the move to 2.5. I think the Ravens might be fielding like a bottom five team in the league with all the players out. Like, when they're healthy, they're obviously one of the best teams, but a lot of the good players are out. So Sammy may be right. I may be right. We'll find out together. Afternoon slate now, 4 o'clock on the East Coast. Sammy, Cardinals hosting the Tennessee Titans. Arizona, a 7.5-point favorite, but it looks like this may drop to 7 in between now and kickoff. The total at 41.
I would love for chaos. I would love to see Tennessee win so people get knocked out on Survivor with Arizona, but did not bet this one. I got a couple other bets in the afternoon slate. All I'm rooting for is for Tennessee to keep it a buck and pull the upset.
We ass. I bet Tennessee way early in the week. I don't love it. I'm going to stick with the bet at a number that I bet 9.5. Not a huge difference between that and 7.5. So I have Tennessee for not a big bet, but I'll be rooting that bet home, the Tennessee Titans. Seahawks, Sammy, 3.5-point home favorites against Tampa. Total in that game, 44.5.
Like the under. Tampa Bay, obviously, a banged-up offensive line, missing some weapons. And I do think the Bucs front can sort of negate the Seattle running game. So at 44.5, I'm under.
If I had to bet the game, I'd bet Tampa. I feel like I missed the move here. The initial move was Seattle opened 2.5 last Sunday night, out to 3.5 by like Monday afternoon or Monday night. I'm going to pass this game. I'll root you home on your under. If I had to bet the game, I would take the points with the Buccaneers. Lions and the Bengals in Cincinnati. Detroit, a 10-point road favorite. Total 49.5. And Sammy, it looks like we're going to come off 10 and go down to 9.5 potentially. So if you like Detroit, maybe the advice is to wait.
Yeah, BetMGM looking like it's a very cheap 10 right now on Detroit, -105. Every book in Vegas, for the most part, is off the 10, down to 9.5. So I did hover over Bengals +10, did not push the button, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, if it's Detroit 9.5, would you push that button?
No.
I would strongly consider it if it's Detroit -9.5. We're not there yet, but I think that would be a buy point for me on the Lions. Chargers, 3-point home favorites against the Commanders, Sam, 47.5 the total. The 3 is juiced towards Washington. We may come off 3 and go down to 2.5.
I love this bet. I took Commanders +3. I know you have money line. That offensive line for the Chargers is a big problem right now.
Yeah, I like the Commanders to win the game, and in addition, plus the points. And just to get a piece of injury news in, Jay Glazer of Fox Sports just reported that Calvin Ridley will play, but will be limited today. Just keep that in mind for people that want to bet the Titans or have Ridley in fantasy. He's going to have to see Will Johnson also. You might not get much from Calvin Ridley today. And we will close, Sammy, Sunday Night Football with the Bills and the Patriots. Buffalo, an 8-point favorite right now at BetMGM, the total at 49.5.
I do a show in Buffalo every Friday, Shope and the Bulldog, and they think that I'm a little weird to put the Patriots in my losing Survivor pool where I have to pick the loser every week. They said it was ballsy. So be it. I like the Bills to win. But if you're looking for a bet on this one, why don't you just do what you know is gonna win? Moneyline parlay. Bills and Chiefs, -114 at BetMGM.
I love that. I love the Bills as a teaser leg. Sam, Buffalo's my favorite bet of the week. Laying 8 with Buffalo tonight. I think Bills name their score. I like the Patriots a lot. I don't know if the Patriots are ready for primetime, pun intended, since they're playing in primetime tonight. But I like the Bills to win and win big. Your favorite bet today, Sam, sounds like it's the Commanders. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I think so. I haven't added everything up yet, but I've been slowly adding more and more Commanders plus three.
I like the Commanders. I like Buffalo. Teasers, Bills, and Arizona for me. Moneyline parlay legs. Philly, Buffalo, into Kansas City tomorrow. Hell yeah, my friend.
You want to go to a wedding today?
No.
That's where I was last week.
Into Carson Beck or Dante Moore winning the Heisman.
Oh, if Beck wins, I'm throwing a party and you're all invited.
That would be great. I got some Dante Moore also, but Beck was the better position, and you and I share the Beck position. So we'll be rooting that one home. Sammy, enjoy the bets today. I will talk to you next week on the show and tomorrow on You Better You Bet. Sammy on Bet Sweats, 9 a.m. to noon tomorrow with Joe O. I'll see everyone tomorrow at 4 o'clock Eastern. Until then, I'm Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
You've been listening to You Better You Bet. If you missed any of the shows, listen back anytime on the new and improved Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.